Bava Kama Perek Vav Mishnah Hey Hamadlikas Hakadosh. Person lights a heap of grain. Vahayubo Kalim Vidalku. And in the grain were Kalim, and they got burnt. Reb Yehuda Omer Yishalom Masha Basaycha. Reb Yehuda says anything that's inside you pay for, even if it's hidden. There's a drasha we just had in Parshas Mishpatim. Oh Hakama, when the fire goes out and destroys a kama, which is a heap of grain, I think it's corn grain or any type of grain, a person pays for that heap. But the drasha is just like a heap is something that's open and revealed, so too it has to be something that's open and revealed, but not something that's hidden. You see, Reb Yehuda did not hold to that drasha, so therefore even something that's stuck inside of it that you can't see, you also pay for. Chum say, no, you only pay for the heap itself, whether it's wheat or barley. But you don't pay for something that's hidden inside of the heap. This, by the way, like the Rab points out, is only when you start lighting in your own rishos. So you light the fire in your own rishos, and then it spreads into your friends. You're only liable for what's revealed in your friend, according to Chum. And according to Reb Yehuda, it doesn't matter. If you actually go into your friend's courtyard, or rishos, and you light a fire directly there, then Reb Yehuda, again, doesn't make a difference. You're always chayv according to Reb Yehuda. But Chum, in that case, would agree if something is the derech to hide in your friend's rishos, like for example, in the heap there's animal plows or whatever they would put in there. If that's the derech, then you would be chayv even according to the Chum. Mishnah continues. Hayigidi chafusla ve'evut samachlo. If you have a goat, a baby goat, a kid that's tied up to this heap, ve'evut samachlo, and you have an evid Knani, that's next to it. Tfersol explains, obviously it doesn't have to be an Evid Knani. It has the same din of a Jew as far as killing. We're going to soon see. The Nisrafimo, and as you're burning the heap, both, either or, the Gedi or the Evid, they get burned. Chayv. You're chayv to pay for the damages on the Gedi because he was not able to run away because he was tied up. However, the Evid was able to run away. So that's different. And also, obviously, you're not kpater on the Gedi because of Kimle Bidirabi made it, that you only get the worst punishment, which would be Misa by killing the Evid Knani, because the Evid Knani, you're not Chayv Misa on that because he's able to run away. He wasn't tied up to it. Evid Kafus Loi Ugedi Samach Lo V'Nisrafimo. If you have an Evid that's tied, and then you have a Gedi Samach Lo, so it could be, doesn't Dafka have to be Gedi Samach Lo Dafka, it could be a Gedi that's also tied, because if a Gedi is tied and the Evid is tied, V'Nisrafimo Pater. You're pater for one of two reasons. One, if they're both tied, it's because kimle b'derab mine. Since you chayv misa on the eved, you only get the worst punishment, so we don't give you the punishment on the gedi. Or if the case is it's just the gedi samachlo, even if the gedi is not tied, you're stam pater on the gedi because the gedi could have ran away. Umodum chacham l'Rabbi Yehuda b'madlikas habira. The chacham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda when a person lights a building, meaning he's lighting his friend's building and his friend's rishus. Shu mishalim kol masha b'soicha. You pay everything that's inside of it. Because people leave things inside the building. So anything that's, like we said, anything that's the derech to leave inside of something, if you actually light in your friend's chatzar, in your friend's rishos, in your friend's bira, you're chayev. If you start the lighting in your own rishos, and then it goes into his rishos, even if it's inside the bira, if it's tamun, if it's hidden, you're pater. But when you're lighting directly there, and it's the derech to be hidden, then you're chayev.